Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirim in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. We are presently learning Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph. Says the Rambam, and this Shir should be a special schus, of course, for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, B'miuchad HaChayalim HaChatufim, and Golan ben Gabriela, and David ben Ziv, and Bezalel ben Batya, Matan ben Dvora, Eliezer Chaim ben Esther Sima, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rus Victor Bastila Rovida, Chayach Hefeg Vaschantus Basi, Adina Bracha Besister Adasa, Shalab Bracha Batzlav Chomas Eidem, Nachias Rad Chaim Tzvi, and of course, Avi Marni Merazi Sheyichu, Lunishmas, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph, Mitzvah Leisa say, Shiz Hironu, Meochel Noisar, Vumashinisham, Ribsar Kochimachas, Mana Moinachulasam, Lachilasam, Loba, Toros, Arbavir, Former Yisal, Francis Kadoshim, Zebach, Korban Shlom, and Noisar, Yomishli, Shibeshi, Sarif, Mocha, Yocha, Yomishli, Shibnechus, Nefesh. He named his Barashu Bakaris, he might amaze it, we might show you Chayav Korban Chatas Kavua. Zelmash Kasu, Vulamasari, Mamorab, and Meluim, Ki, Lo Yachel, Ki Kodeshu, Zakinui. Shehu hu gam kein kolel koma shenivsel shein motu lecho koma ha-noisar. So the Rambam says he prohibited us from eating nosar, and that is what is left over from the meat of the consecrated items after the time assigned for their eating. But the prohibition about this is not explicit in Torah. The punishment is explicit, and that is Hashem's saying in Parashas Kedoshim about the sacrifices of the carbon. What is left over by the third day must be consumed with fire. If it should be eaten on the third day, that person is excised. He gets kares. Behold, it is explicit that it is punished with kares. If it is volitional, if it is inadvertent, he is liable for a fixed sin offering. So the punishment is written. However, the prohibition is his statement about the inauguration offerings in Shmos 29:33. It shall not be eaten because it is holy. And this reference, it, is also including everything that was disqualified, such as nosar, that it is not permissible to eat it. And one who transgressed and ate it is lashed, gets malchus. Continues the Rambam, Uve Me'ila, Amr Alashan Amishna Pigal Vanosem, it's star from Zayim Zeb, Nei Shem, Shnei Shem, it's Amr Alashan Alufim, it's Yadayim Durabonim, Avalin Achilam, it's star from Zayim Zeb, Nei Shem, Shnei Shem, it's Amr Kol sheba kodesh pasul itim lo se'ach ilasa v'pigal v'noisa im psulei kodesh v'chol achem ishneim muslim yachal asa v'amru lo yachal kodesh hu v'ar ezborin ish anoisa shehu v'kares. And in Me'ilah, in the Me'ilah 17b, they said about the language of the Mishnah pigal, which is when a person has a machsheves chutz l'zmano, he's gonna consume a chutz l'zmano, and no sir, do not join together on account of there being two separate categories, but this is only regarding Tuma, Siyadayim, which is Derabban, in regard to the matter of eating. They do join together, as it is taught, Rabbi Lezer said, it shall not be eaten because it is holy. This teaches that regarding any consecrated food that has been disqualified, the Pasuk comes to apply a negative commandment about eating, and Pigal and Nosar are among the disqualification of consecrated foods. Therefore, each one of them is forbidden from eating by saying it shall not be because it is holy. And has already been explained that the punishment for Noisar is Kares. So we have over here the Rambam that for eating Noisar be-mezit, one is Chayiv Kares, and there's Malchus, and because it's a Losasei. And the Rambam doesn't write explicitly here Malchus, but of course you get Malchus. And he also says it's Mitzdarif Pigal, is Mitzdarif to Nosar. That they're not Mitzdarif, it says that's only Lein Tumas Yadayim, Lein Achila, they're Mitzdarif. They're both learned from the same Pasuk, V'Kodesh Heim, Kol Sheba Kodesh, any Psul Kodesh, Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul, is a Losa say for eating it. And that includes pigal, that includes nosar. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat them. And they also are mitzdarif for the Iser. They join together to make the Kezias. So Adkan Midivrei HaRambam, and as we are doing in our Sefer HaMitzvot Shiurim, we're basing ourselves in the Torah of the great Moreno Rabbeinu HaRav Rafael Kohen Kunstler Shlita. The Rambam brings from the Sugya in Me'ilan Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that with regard to Achila, Pigul and Nosar are mitzaref. Right, Nosar is what's left over on the third day. Pigul, you had a bad machshava, bring the carbon. So this din, the Me'ila, 17b, the Rambam was koivei in his chibur, Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, in the 18th chapter in the 11th halacha. Earlier on in halacha Yud, the Rambam explains that if a person eats a kezayis mipsara kochim, shenoser b'mezit chayiv kares, if he shogeg, he brings a chatas kvua. And then behemshech lezeh, he writes that pigol and noisar are mitzareif for a kezayis. And the Achronim already commented that we can learn from the Rambam that the Tseiruf of Pigel and Nosar is not only for Malkus, but also for the Chi of Kares and the Karban. And in the Rashash in Meseches Me'ila, he writes that so is Kachnir Lehedia B'das HaRambam, that they're mitzdarif not only for the Kares and the Karban, but even for the Malkus. And that would also seem to be the pshat in the sugya when it says Lo Shana Hashem Mitzdarif Lein Tumas Yadayim. But Mashma Lekol Midi Da'achil Midi Da'achila, in all matters of gastronomy of eating, they are mitzdarif, and that would even mean for kares and a karban. And he asks from the Mishnah and Krisus at the beginning of the third parak, where it says that if a person eats chelev and dam and pigel and noisar behelem achas, chayav al kol achas ve'achas. So when one forgetting, he eats all of these asurim, chelev, dam, pigel, noisar, he's chayav for each one independently. And weiter in the Mishnah, it says, ochal kechatzi zayis, v'chozar v'ochal kechatzi zayis, Behelim echod min min echod chayev. Mishnei minim potter. If you wait a half a zayas, and then you wait another half a zayas in one forgetting, from one min, you're chayev. If it's one type, you're chayev. But if it's two types, then you are not. In other words, they are not mitzdaref. One min chayev, two minim pater. And it would seem that it's referring to what it says earlier. So when it says shnei minim, it's referring earlier in the Mishnah, what do we have? We had chelev, dam, pigel, and nosar. So that would then include pigel and nosar. So we see in the Mishnah that a half a zayis of pigel and a half a zayis of nosar are not mitzdari for a carbon. But he says, achol kachatzi zayis for achol kachatzi zayis, mishnei minim pater. And earlier on in the Mishnah, we learned achol chelev v'dam v'pigel v'nosar v'helei mechachai v'kol achas v'achas. So here also we'd be seemingly talking about pigel and nosar as well. And we see that they're not mitzdari. So Tesvis, there, Dibor Maskel She'im Ochal, are Tamei from the Sugin Me'ila. They say, wait a second. In Me'ila we see that Pigel and Nosar are Mitzdarev. And here it says in the Mishnah that Pigel and Nosar are not Mitzdarev. So Tosfos says, you know what? When are they yes Mitzdarev, Linyan Malkus? When are they not Mitzdarev, here in Krisus, that's Ledin Chiyuv Korban. They are mitzdaref l'inyan Malkus. They're not mitzdaref l'inyan Korban. That's Tosus's Teretz. However, l'fim mashmos HaRambam, it's not so. Pashtus Divrei HaRambam, they're mitzdaref Sai for Kares and Sai for Korban. And not on Malkus as well, of course. So, since according to the Rambam, they are mitzdaref, what is the Rambam going to do with the Mishnah in Krisus? Mishnah will be Adayim, Mishnah Bikritut. The Mishnah Sham Bikritut Omeret She Chatzi Zayis of Pigal and Osir aren't mitzdaref. And that would seemingly fly in the face of the Rambam that a Chatzi Zayis of Pigal and Osir are mitzdaref. Aval Bemet, it would seem that we don't have a kasha on the Rambam. Because in the Rambam, in Shkagos 6-7, he brings the din of the Mishnah of Krisus, and he says as follows, Ochal kechatzi zayis chelev, u kechatzi zayis dam, behelem achas eno chayiv korban. Ooh! So we see that he explains this din in the Mishnah of the half zesim not being mitzdaref as referring to chelev and dam, and not as referring to pigol and nosar as well. See, right in the Reisha it says pigol and nosar, but that din of ein mitzdarfin isn't referring to pigol and nosar. The ein mitzdarfin is only referring to the chelev and the dam, and the pigol and the nosar is only at the beginning of the Mishnah that says if you do both of them behelei machas, you're chayav kol achas v'achas. But that they're mitzdaref, they're not mitzdaref. And therefore, it's the Rambam Lishitaso. The Rambam Lishitaso goes with the Gemara in Me'ila that says that Pigel and Osar are mitzdaref. And that it says in Krisus they're not mitzdaref is not referring to Pigel and Nosar. It's only referring to Zayis and to Dam and Chelev. But Pigel and Nosar, according to the Rambam, are mitzdaref, like we have in Me'ila. And Krisus is referring to Dam and Chelev. So that's beautiful. However, we still have to comment on the Rambam from the Reisha of the Mishnah. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, it says, Ochal chelev v'dam u'pigol v'noisar behelim achas chayev al kol achas v'achas. So if you eat these four types of foods, chelev, forbidden fats, dam, blood, tzvardeya, frogs, pigol, when one had a forbidden thought, noisar, when one left over, if you eat them all in one forgetting, in one lapse of awareness, what they call in Spanish, you are obligated for each one individually. So from the fact that you're chayav for pigel and nosar individually, what does that tell us about pigel and nosar? It tells us that pigel and nosar are two shemos. They're shnei shemos chalukim le'inyan karban. Pigel and nosar are two separate shemos when it comes to the karban. That's why you're chayven each of them separately. But wait a second. According to the Rambam, pigel and nosar are mitzdari for a kezayis. So we see in the Mishnah, which the Rambam doesn't argue with, that pigel and nosar, if you ate a kezayis of each of them, behele mecha achas, you're chayav kol achas v'achas, which means there are two shemos. There are two categories. And yet the Rambam holds that they're mitzdare for a kezayis. How can they be mitzdare for a kezayis? It must be their one category. Stira in the Rambam. Tamur l'shitas haramba. If they're mitzdayer for a kezayis l'chayiv karbon. So we see it's one shame. And similarly, asks the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner where is this Aruch Laner? It's somewhere in the Aruch Laner orbit in Maseches Krisis. He's Tamea on Tosfos that asks from the Sugyad Me'ila, from the Seif of the Mishnah of Krisis. As what was the kash of Tosfos and Me'ila? What was kash of Tosfos and Krisis? That in the Sugyad Me'ila we see that Pigal and Noser are Mitzdarif. We see in the Sugyan Me'ila that there is Tzeref. And we see here that there isn't Tzeref. So we ask from the Sugyan Me'ila on the Seif in the Mishnah in Krisis, where it says, Achol Chatzi Zayis of this and Chatzi Zayis of that, there's no Tzeref. Whereas when you, in Me'ila, it says that there is Tzeref. So that was the Kash of Tosfos. So the Aruch Laner says, wait a second. Why don't you ask from the Reish of the Mishnah? What does the Reish of the Mishnah say? That there are two separate karbanas. We ask from the Seif of the Mishnah. In the Sefer, you see that there's a tzeruv that ochel chatzizayis chatzizayis. The namit starif and mila, we see the armit starif. What about we could have asked from the Reisha? What did we see in the Reisha? That you chayiv two separate karbanas for pigal and noiser. What does that tell you if you chayiv two separate karbanas? It tells you that they're two shemos. And in Me'ila, you see they're not two shemos. You see it's one shame. That's similar to what we asked on the Rambam. And the Rambam we asked that you said pigal and noiser are mitzdari for a shir, and how come you chayiv two separate karbanas for each shir of each of them independently? The Aruch Laner asks, why does Tosfos and Krisis only bothered by the Seif of the Mishnah of the two Chatzizesim not being Mitzdarif? Whereas in Me'ila we see they are Mitzdarif. You can already ask from the Reisha. Did you already see in the Reisha that there are two Shemas because you're Chai for each one independently? For Kizais. So Me'ila, how does that shtim with Me'ila? That it's one Shem because they're Mitzdarif. However, it would appear that you can't ask on Tosfos from the Reisha of the Mishnah. Because if you read Rashi in this sugya, you will see, Deloi Koshe Midi. Why not? Because Rashi explains that the Linyan Achila, Pigol V'Noser Armitztarev, says Rashi, V'i ika pachos mikizayis pigol v'noisar mashlimo likizayis v'ochlo chayavin alav mishum pigol v'cheini ave rov denosar u'pigol mashlimo. That if there is less than a kizayis, this is in Me'ila and Rashi, if there is less than a kizayis of pigol and nos pigol, then nosar completes the shear of the kizayis. And then if you eat it, then you are chayav for pigol. And if it's rov nosar, then pigol is mashlim the shir and you're chayav alts nosar. So you see that the term itzdarif l'kezayis is not according to Rashi because pigol and nosar are one shem. According to Rashi, bivadai, these are two separate shemos. Just the chiddush is that you could be mashlim the kezayis of pigol aydei nosar, v'chein lahefech. You can complete the shir, not that they're one. Not that it's one shame. It's two separate shemes. And the chiddush is, despite the fact that it's two separate shemes, you can still be mashlim the shear of one with the other. What's pshat? Based on his perish l'hamshech ha-gemara. Why they mitzdarif? Because Tani Rebbe Eliezer, Tani Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, lo yichal ki kodeshu, kol sheba kodesh pasur, bo kodesh lichtin loitzis alechi laso. Rashi is ki kodesh. Mashma d'shneim mitzdarfim la'achila. So that it says ki kodesh is mashma that they're both mitzdarif. And as we have especially alfusa of ki kodesh heim to tell us that they're mitzdarif. Not because it's the same shame, but because we have a alfusa that these two holy things are mitzdarif, that were passed are mitzdarif. Vasher zeu de mahanya hashlamas hanoiser, l'shir kezayis de pigol v'lav rola mishum pigol. That's why the nosa could be mashlam the pigol. So akopanim, you come to us according to Rashi, that the term mitzdarif zeim zeh is not because they're one shame, but rather it's a din mechudish that we learn that noiser can be mashlam a kezayis of pigol. Yesh kan din mechudash shanachem lomdim shenoiser yochel hashlam kezayis de pigol. But they're two separate shemes. And it's not Seisir the Klal that was said in the Reisha and the Mishnah and Krisus. What do we see in the Reisha and the Mishnah and Krisus? We see that you're chayav in each one independently. Why are you chayav in each one independently? Because they're Shnei Shemes. Rashi agrees they're Shnei Shemes. So why then can you can they be mitzdarif for a shir? Because we have a special Yalfusa that they're mitzdarif for a shir despite the fact that they're two. Despite the fact that they're two different shemes, they're still mitzdarif. They are still mitzdarif for a shir. So that's according to Rashi, and therefore, Tosfos asks from the Seifa. In other words, Tosfos doesn't ask from the Reisha. We see in Me'ilah they're mitzdarif, and yet you see in the Reisha that you're chayv in each one independently, that means they're two separate shemes, second the mitzvah. It doesn't bother Rashi, and also doesn't bother Tosfos, because the reason that they're you're chayv in each one independently, the reason that they are mitzvah zeim zeh is not because they're one shame. They are ataka two shemes, but they have exeris hakotzev that they're mitzvah. And in the Reisha that we see that the that it's too shameless. That works very, that's correct. That's what Rashi holds, it's too shameless. And that's why you're chayvin each one independently. So where did Tosfos Yes ask from? Tosfos Yes asks from the Seifa. Because in Me'ilah we see that the Chatzi and the Chatzi are not are mitzdarif. And in the Seifa of the Mishnah and Krisus, we see that they're not mitzdarif. So that's why Tosfos asked from the Seifa. What do we see in Krisus? We see Achal Kachatzi Zayis, V'chazer Achal Kachatzi Zayis. So Mishnei Minim Pater. Why Mishnei Minim Pater? Because they're not mitzdarif. But in Me'ilah we see that the Chatzi Zayis and Chatzi Zayis are mitzdarif. So that's a kasha. That's why Tosis, that's Tosis kasha. And there are mitarits like Tosis was mitarits. To be mechalik between Karban and Malkus. That in Krisus, we're talking about the Chi of Karban, and in Me'ilah, we're talking about the Chi of Malkus. But they are Mitzdarif, in Krisus and Amitzdarif, and Chi of Karban. Okay, that's Tosfos. However, Midivrei HaRambam Kan B'Sefer HaMitzvos, Nira Barur, She'eino Sover K'Perusho Shel Rashi, B'Taima De Mitzdarfin. He clearly does not hold like Rashi, in this, the reason of this tzeref, that it's because it's a gzeres hakosav, and not because it's one shame. Because the Rambam brings the sugya in Me'ilah, that le'inyan achila mitstarfim from Rabbi Eliezer, kol shebekodesh pasul, liten losa se'al achilaso. So he's proving from here that pigel and nosar are both learned from this pasuk of lo yochal ki kodeshem. And it's pashut, it would appear pashut that the Rambam understood the sugyan mi'ila kipshuto, and pigel and nosar are mitstarev, because they're both aser from the same pasuk of lo yochal ki kodeshem. It's one iser, and therefore they're mitstarev zeim zeh. It's not a special gzeres hakotzev that they're mitstarev, even though they're two shemus. That's the way Rashi has it. According to the Rambam, they're one shem. Right? Rashi says ki kodeshem, it's matcha that they're mitstarev. Not that it's one shem, not that it's one iser, but that there's tzeref. So it's gzeres hakotzev. There's a tzeref, even though it's two shemus. That's Rashi. However, according to the Rambam, the Rambam learns the Yisr of Pigel and Nosar. He says the Yisr of Pigel and Nosar are derived from the same Pasuk. So if the Yisr and Pigel and Nosar are derived from the same Pasuk, it must be that it's one shame. It's one category. That's why they're Mitzdarif. As Nimtzalim Mivo'ar, Lefi Rambam, Shedin Zeshem Mitzdarfim, Umishum Deshem Echad Lepigel and Nosar. It's one shame. Vishuv Tamua Tuva Meresha de Masnisin Decreases. And now, once again, Tistayer Aleinu Akushia Mereisha Shel HaMishnah B'Kritut. What do you see in the Reisha and the Mishnah increases? That if you eat a Chatzi Gezayis Pigel and Chatzi Gezayis Noitzer B'Helim Echad, if you eat a Kezayis, excuse me, of Pigel and a Kezayis of Noitzer B'Helim Echad, you're Chayiv Shnayim. So you see there are two Shemus. And that's closer to what we see in Me'ila. According to the Rambam, that they're mitzdarif because there's one shame of noser and pigel. If it's one shame, then if you eat behele mecha, noser and pigel, you should only be chayiv once. So the kasha is, Rabbi Say, why, according to the Rambam, are you chayiv two separate karbanos for eating a kezayis of pigel and a kezayis of noser? When you see that they're one shame from the fact that they're mitzdarif, the Rambam holds their mitzdarif for a shear, half and half for a shear, because they're one shame. And if they're one shame, you should only be chayiv one carbon. If you eat a shear of each, a complete shear of each, you should only be chayiv one carbon, because it's one shame. If you do behele mechad, you should be chayiv one carbon for eating a kezayis of this and a kezayis of that. But it ain't so. You chayv two separate karbonas. Why you chayv two separate karbonas? It's one shame. And the raya that it's one shame is that it's mitzdarif. So when the Rambam talks about the Yisr, they're both asur from the same pasuk. And Pashtus Divrei HaRambam, they're asur from the same pasuk. And therefore they're mitzdarif because it's one shame. So why is it according to the Rambam that you're a chayv two karbonas at the beginning in Mishnah increases? For a shear of pigel and a shear of noiser, when it's one shame, you should only be chayv one carbon. That is our kasha. This was amazing, Rabbi Yisai, but it gets more amazing. So be'ezer tzureinu v'goaleinu, anachnu be'ezrat Hashem b'li neder namshich, ve'anachnu nir'eh pashut nifla'ot mitorat Hashem. Az ana, hisharu imanu, וזה יהיה מתוק מדבש, בעזרת השם בלי נדר. תודה רבה, רבה רבה רבה, שהאזנתם שלום.